Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, 1-5. Up to now, the Perek has explained that in a stay ilan, an orchard that has meets certain requirements, one may plow in the sixth year up to Atzeres, the holiday of Shvuas, as opposed to any other kind of field where, at least according to Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah is here, you have to stop plowing in the sixth year after Pesach. Here, Mishnah asks the following question. What happens if you have the requisite three trees in the Beisah, in the field, the measures of Beisah? However, the three trees are owned by different people. So one might have thought that since they're owned by different people, it's not normal for you to plow area between your tree and someone else's tree, which would suggest you're not plowing for the tree's benefit, someone else's tree, but rather plowing for the sake of preparing the land for planting the seventh year. And therefore the Mishnah says, Shlosha ilanot shel shlosha anashim. If there are the requisite three trees, and they do produce the requisite shisha mana, 60 mana of figs, if they're fig trees, but they belong to shlosha anashim, three different owners. Hare ilam etzdarfin, it doesn't matter. Those three do combine to meet the requisite three to allow one to plow the entire beisa. And therefore, v'chorshin kol beisa b'shvilan. You may plow the entire beisa for those three trees, even though they're owned by three different people. V'kama yemei v'nehem, but how much space must be between three trees, any three trees that we've mentioned so far in our entire perek? Rabban Gamliel omer, k'dei sheyehei habakar over b'kelav. They have to be spaced out enough that literally the oxen could pass through with its plow, which is four amos. That is to say, as long as the three trees each are spaced four amos one from the other, they're spread out sufficiently that one could plow the entire besa because of them, provided the other conditions are met. If it's less than that, if they're closer than that together, the assumption is that they won't stick around, that one will uproot one of those trees, and since they're going to be uprooted, one can't plow on behalf of it now.